always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, man, and you are tuned in to Yada the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifted Christ, and abundant life. We about to get this thing going, man. We excited to be here. God is in the building. God is in the place, man. And I'm going to have the homie Scooter get it in with us today, man. And that's Scooter from the St. Louis area, man. Somebody was like, you getting it in with Scooter Beats, who produced for Cam? I was like, nah, never heard of him. But I'm getting it in with this Scooter today from St. Louis. He actually got a brand new free project that y'all can go get out. We're going to spin some of the songs off of there. He also got, you know, just he's been doing this thing. You know what I'm saying? Praise look good on me. It look good. Yeah, that's the Scooter we getting it in with, man. So that's really what's up, man. And today's topic, I was really thinking hard. My wife had one that she finally texted to me. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm playing, babe. But today's topic, man, is going to be about being mad at God. My mom actually just did our church is doing these daily devotionals called A Word for Today, each day of the week. And she shared just, you know, what it's like being mad at God, why we get mad at God. So we're going to talk about that, man. Have we ever been mad at God? How do we know we're mad at God? What does it do to our relationship with God and all that, man? So that's what we're going to get into today. And, man, if you ever got a topic, feel free to hit us up on Twitter, Yada the King, Facebook, Yada the King, or even call us 425-243-4285. Here's Servant, the brand new single, God of the Living. Let's check it out, and I'll be back with y'all real soon. Yada the King.
My God was slain like a lynched hanged victim. They beat him blue like they gangbang crypt him until his body shut down like a mainframe system. Then he rose with more highlights than Blake Griffin. His design divine, no Candace Olsen. He outlined the times, his canvas the ocean. He gave men his breath, word of mouth promotion. That's why I delete ties, trying to analyze devotion. I'm connected to the Holy Ghost, no magic potion. He knows things I don't know, he's omnipotent. All man, all God, I'm just amazed. Just a Norman, ain't no way I'll betray for the greatest pay of tokens. And trying to take away his network, look what he's crossing. Made us fishermen, the network that I'm holding, adding men into the network. Exploding, changing lives is his best work. It's mind blowing, taking y'all to church. Everywhere I'm stepping, faith my protection, God's word my direction. A victim of God's grace, he showers down blessings. He even called out a spot next to him, call it heaven. Me, I'm nothing without my daily dose of Jesus. Close my eyes and visualize his body, cause it's bleeding. They whisper it's a myth, you stupid for believing. But Romans chapter 1 is what I hear, and it's screaming. They ask you why you living different, and every time we see you, it be like you on a mission. Acting as if Jesus is the only interest. Jesus been dead for years, you acting like he's living. Jesus is why I'm living different, so every time you see me, know that I be on a mission. Actually, Jesus, he is the only interest. He died for our sins and rose, my God is living. I serve the God of the living. Lift your hands high to the God of the living. I serve the God of the living. Lift your hands high to the God of the living. Living God, 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 living God.
I heard a summons from the heavens saying, serve it. No fish, instructed to keep the kingdom. No braids, no twist. While artists dropping singles, trying to single who's the dopest. I'm honest with my jingles, trying to single where this hope is. The Bible right in front of me, view it. Telescope lens, the sun is in my view. No shade, staying focused. John the Baptist with this rapping, honey. Locust, they say, give it up for money. Money, Joseph. And when I mention Joseph, I ain't talking about the Smith kid, the one sold to slavery by his brother. Assistance. Had a promise from the Lord by most of us. Quit this at 17 years, no apple but even our witness, God is just seeing where our strength lives. That's why connecting with the saints is the business. Too many lost in the shuffle, kitchen they blending. Do you think Jesus saved us to continue how we live? Man, it's sad. Mad rappers in shackles, Foot Locker. Ain't got the masses in masks, imposters. Parents living, but the TV raised them, fostered. But Jesus called us to heal the sick, PhD doctors. Nehemiah on the wall, got my sword building, upholding the truth, revealing to my children. The truth is in me, I'm convicted when I'm chilling. Surrender hands high to the God of the living, living God. They ask you why you living different, and every time we see you, it be like you on a mission. Acting as if Jesus is the only interest. Jesus been dead for years, you acting like he's living. Jesus is why I'm living different. So every time you see me, know that I be on a mission. Actually, Jesus, he is the only interest. He died for our sins and rose. My God is living. I serve the God of the living. Lift your hands high to the God of the living.
Jesus, we salute you.
I serve the God of the living. Lift your hands high to the God of the living.
Come with me to a place.
Smiley D just dropped his new album, True Spoken. Check out the single, Keep It 100.
Trying to bounce back from mistakes that we made. All my folks that died and we're trying to get paid.
Pick it up at Google Music, Android Market, and Amazon.com. Check out his latest music videos at smiley-d.com or youtube.com/smileydgoss. The brand new single, Jeremy Lin.
That's why you see him Christ balling like Jeremy Lin.
About Face Music Group presents J-Mac's new album, For His Glory. Available at iTunes, Holy Culture, and anywhere music is sold.
Available right now.
Featuring singles like I Am.
Purpose driven, your mind is heaven's intentions. Now you focus vivid and you see clearly just why you living.
What is your greatest decision? Is it For His Glory?
Available at jmayonline.com. jaymayonline.com.
Festival Senjata presents the Big Gospel Explosion. Sunday, July 1st, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center House main stage. Featuring national recording artist Chang, J.I.G., Hip Hop Artist Surf, Nemo Mass Choir, Highly Unlikely Youth Choir, and our special guest will be Jacqueline Echols, a world-class saxophone player. Sunday, July 1st at the Seattle Center, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
That song right there, Come With Me, that's the homie G Status from the ATL. Love that worship joint, man. If you ever need to get into some worship, worship is not a style of music, man. It's just getting into the throne room, man. And that's really what it is. We live a lifestyle of worship. We out of the king. And I'm going to get it in with the homie Scooter right now, man. Scooter's chilling with me over the phone right now in the St. Louis. He said he is a Seahawks fan, y'all. And I didn't understand that. But anyway, man, let's go ahead and move forth. We're going to get into the testimony, man. Share with me how you came to know God as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Well, it's funny, my testimony, for a while I've been thinking that my testimony is kind of watered down compared to how other cats talking about how they was in the streets and doing all these type of things and how they came to Christ through that. But my testimony is I've been in church my whole life, like from the time I was born till even now. I've just been in church. I never really was a thug, never really tried to go out and venture out into the streets. Never really tried to venture out into drugs. I probably did it like one time, and that was just because it was in the heat of the moment, I guess. And I probably just did it one time. Never really was in all of that. My thing, my biggest setback and my biggest thing was women and being a class clown. Like that was my struggle. Being a class clown and women was just like heavy on me. And what really brought me to Christ, because I thought I was a Christian, you know, as we all do. I thought I was a Christian. I was like, yeah, man, I love the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, thank you. All of that. You know, going to church, just sitting there listening to the pastor, thinking that everything was cool. But it really hit me. And what really brought me to Christ was really when my father had left. My father had left the family, and it was just me, my mom, and my sister, and I had to really buckle down. I was like, Lord, why me? Why did he leave? You know, why? And I really began to cry to the Lord, and I got married, had my own family and everything, and I didn't have a job for like a year. I had a steady job, but I was doing wrong with my job. I was working at a hotel, slanging rooms, like people would be doing drugs and everything. Well, I was giving out rooms. I was slanging rooms. I was like, yo, I got this room for cheap. If you give me $50, I'll give you a room for $20, and I keep $30 and all this stuff. Got in trouble with that. God took the job from me.
Wow.
Didn't have a job for about a year and a half, but I'm supporting a family. I'm supposed to be a father and a husband with no job for like a year and a half, and it was very hard. I had to buckle down. It got so far where I just fell down flat on my face, just crying to God. I was like, Lord, I'm sorry. I accept you. I need you, Lord. I can't do this by myself. And instantly, the Lord answered my prayer. The next week, I got a job. I didn't do no screenings, no tests or nothing. I went in. The Lord told me to go to a specific place. I went to the place. The next, like 3 hours later, they said, can you start tomorrow? And I've been working ever since then.
Wow.
And I give it all to God, man. God has really changed my life. I had to get to that point where I was like, oh my God, I can't do this without you. Lord, I need you. I thought I needed you before. I need you now. It was ridiculous. It was crazy. And God, sure enough, he came, saved my life, changed my life, and ain't never been the same since then.
No, that's what it is, man. So talk to me, man, about just some of the ups and downs during your relationship with God, during those times. I mean, you talked about, you know what I'm saying, some of the stuff that you did. Did you ever have times in your life where you kind of saw it coming because your relationship with God was in a whole nother, you know, area of your life? You know, what was it like, man?
I had times where, especially with my dad. When my dad left my family, I started acting out. That's when I started getting worse with women, being class clown to hide that hurt, hide that pain, and everything like that. And I would block my dad out, even though he would still want to be in my life. I would still block him out. I block him out the time. I block my number from him. I don't want to hear him. I don't want to see him. I don't want to talk to him. None of that side of the family. None of that. I didn't want nothing to do with him at all. He left us. So I'm like, you left us. You know, why I got to talk to you? I don't need to be a part of you. I'm not your son, you know?
Yeah.
That big rebellion thing. And I would take it to women and just occupy my time with women, talking to women, all of this kind of stuff. Being silly in school. Just acting out all because of what happened. And then it got to a point where God spoke to me, and he was all like, well, you know, sometimes he leaves me, but I'm not going nowhere. I'm still here. God has been still there. I mean, even though my dad left me, I've been, you know, I love the Lord and everything, and I was like, I went in, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, man. God, I get that to you, Lord. I get that to you. And really, he never left my side. He was there the whole time. He's like, I never left you. I'm still here. I'm still here. You keep pushing me away, but I'm still here. And with me having that hurt that my dad left, I'm thinking that God left. Mm. And all the whole time, he never left me. He was right there.
That's
good. You know, showing that love and that comfort and everything. And I just had to turn it in. I was like, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I had to really, it really hit me. I was like, Lord, you ain't left. My dad may have lived with you all right there, and he showed me that love that I'm able to speak. So my dad is dead. I'm talking to my dad, you know, talking to the family, showing love to him. Like, ain't nothing ever even happened. That's all because of Jesus Christ coming into my life and changing.
Dope, man. We're going to go to your first song today, man, called Soap Bars. And make sure you got the phone cleaner so we can hear you right quick, man, as we go into this next part. Soap Bars. Talk to me about this song, man.
So far, man, actually, the funny thing is, I was writing a verse for my boy Titus. I was writing a verse for him, and the hook kind of came from that verse, and I was like, I'm a Christ vessel slowly, because look, my line's clean, Jesus washed them, I got so far, and it started ministering to me more, and just recently, I did a show in Springfield, Illinois just recently, and that's when it hit me. Some youth gave their life to Christ off of that song. And it never really hit me until that moment how powerful that song is, that, you know, my rhymes are clean. I've been washed by the blood of the Lamb. Everything that I do has been clean. My walk is different. My talk is different. And since I'm a rapper, My rhymes are different. Now they have Christ in them. You know, there's power to change lives. The Bible says the power of death is power. Look, death and life is found in the power of the tongue. So with that being said, you know, when we doing raps and rhymes, it's more than just music. It's actually ministry when we're doing music. So I'm like, wow, okay. It hit me hard on my knee. So for the saved person, we know that whatever we speak, it'll be done according to the Lord. Power, life and death. Now, for the sinner, if they hear the song, it's like it's helping clean them up. Mm. It's like, oh, man, it's kind of cleaning me up so far. So, you know, it's like a double-edged song, and it's tight to me. I was like, wow, Lord, really? So far? Okay. Let's go.
Nah, that's what it is, man. Scooter, we're going to get it in right here. Soap Bars, man. Who's featured on this song right before we go into it?
Oh, yeah, I got my boy from St. Louis, Robbie Jerome, my boy ST Alien. I asked him to be on the track. We prayed about it, God allowed them to be on this track, and it's a hit. I thank them. Shout out to them, man. ST Alien, Robbie Jerome, what up?
All right, let's get it in, y'all, on Yacht of the King Radio. Tell somebody it's going down, baby. Here we go.
I tell him I'm a Christ rapper. Flow holy cause the Lord in charge. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them. I got soap bars. I got soap bars. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them. I got soap bars. I'm a Christ rapper. Flow holy cause the Lord in charge. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them. I got soap bars. I got soap bars. I got soap bars. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them. I got soap bars.
It's my ID, Satan, get thee behind me. I got angels in high places, so demons don't wanna try me. I'm a born again, sanctified, saved kind of guy. Blowing up for Jesus Christ like the 4th of July. Listen, I'm blessed, I am not sick. My God is on time, like the clock tick. It's two powers in this world, and that's it. Any, meeny, miny, moe, tell me who would you get? Let my light shine, I let my life speak. Washed by the blood, I call it holy bleach. Jesus died so we can have a free life prize. Now my rhymes clean, yes my mouth has been baptized.
I'm a Christ rapper, flow holy cause the Lord in charge. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I got soap bars. I got soap bars. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I'm a Christ rapper, flow holy cause the Lord in charge. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I got soap bars. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars.
Used to say a lot of things, never good, never clean. 2010 in spring, I got washed like dirty jeans. I was talking sideways, I had to get it straight. TV and radio was feeding me, that's all I ate. Till I got that off my plate, had to get my life in good shape. Once I figured out the path that's ahead of me is eternally determined off of what I say. Now I got that Dapper Dan, that spick and span, that Mr. Clean. Soap suds all in my blood, that Irish green, that gangrene.
I'm a Christ rapper, flow holy cause the Lord in charge. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I got soap bars. I got soap bars. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I'm a Christ rapper, flow holy cause the Lord in charge. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I got soap bars. I got soap bars. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars.
I've been cleaned by the divine soap bar. Yeah, my rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars.
Yeah.
I've been looking, talking, acting super brand new. Used to be dirty, red and scarlet, clean me up, now I'm brand new. He disinfected me from the inside out. Injected me with spirit, now I speak from inside out.
What?
Ever thought about taking you a Holy Ghost shower? It's power.
Wow.
Coming out of my words, fruits, flowers. Be fragrance from my soap bars. I got soap bars. But only from his mercy and his grace, plus I'm chosen. No need to wrestle with the old man, Hulk Hogan. I thank Jesus for the new singing, new slogan, soap bars.
I'm a Christ rapper, flow holy cause the Lord in charge. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I got soap bars. I got soap bars. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I'm a Christ rapper, flow holy cause the Lord in charge. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I got soap bars. I got soap bars. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars.
T Hattie on the trail.
Still got my Jesus piece hanging all up in your club. Throw it up like we banging, slanging that rock, but it ain't nothing like you think. We came to get them ready for them choppers, go pop and leave them stay.
I still got my Jesus piece hanging.
Whenever you say I'm on 10, baby, rep the gospel for
from coast to coast.
Been on this sort of a rebel, no rehab, I overdose. On nothing but kingdom business.
All up, I got a father, but the fact that my neck is dripping in diamonds, these Christians bother. I'm like, hey,
why they mad? Can't give me one scripture to show me I violate my dad. All I need is one verse. Until then, check your behavior. But you can't get past my diamonds. These sinners just see the savior. Yeah, we gon' shut it down.
We don't care if they don't like it. We gon' spit it how he give it. And rep them just how we like it. And we dare not touch his glory. It's all about Jesus reigning. Like a game and you're rubber with his flag. I got my Jesus peace.
Hanging, I'm hanging.
I still got my Jesus peace.
Hanging, I still got my peace.
I got my Jesus piece hanging like Gideon's Army and featuring T. Hattie, man. I love that joint, man. And I know Scooter told me he does a radio show as well. So, you know, he's up on a lot of the artists. You know, he's seeing what's got going on, man. But I'm going to ask you this, man. Who in the Christian hip hop game helps you grow as an artist, man? That's what I want to ask you. I never really asked this before, but who in our genre makes you, Scooter, say, man, I need to step my game up. I need to go home and write some more lyrics. You know, who does that for you, man?
You mean like an artist I kind of look up to, kind of?
Yeah, or it could be you fully look up to him. You know, just however you want to say it.
I would say somebody. I would say Pastor 83.
Okay.
Pastor 83, like, from his delivery. Of course, I'm not going to try to sing, but from his delivery and the way creativeness is put into to songs, I would definitely say Pastor 83.
Okay, cool, man. So, yeah. Pastor 83, what you said you're not going to sing. What makes you say, man, when I hear this cat, his creativity, like, what is it that you want to point out, man, that you would say that you have actually implemented into who Scooter is?
I think when it comes to writing bars and writing music, I think one thing of course, with being a gospel artist, it is hard being a gospel artist. I'm gonna just go ahead and just put that out there. A lot of people,
can I keep it real?
You're talking about the Lord, yeah. You are talking about the Lord, but it is kind of hard because, of course, we're talking about the Lord, but at the same time, we are here to seek to save the lost. So we need to make sure that we're packaging our music and the way we flow in a way that will appeal to unbelievers ear to make them want to even hear more gospel music and get more involved in church to a point where they'd be like, you know, I've heard a lot of cats that's unsaved and like, man, gospel, you know what I mean? They all right, man. I mean, y'all cool, but. But did you hear Wayne? He did it. I'm like, whoa, I'm talking about gospel. You know, and they go off and talk about another person. But, you know, I think it's in the delivery. And just to let them know, it's not just banging a word on your head, banging on your head. Because they'll feel like, oh, okay, you know what I'm saying? If it's no fun and creativeness in there, then they're just really not going to listen. Honestly, they're not going to listen. If it's like over their head, if you're putting stuff over the top of their head, they're not really going to listen. But if you're bringing something creative, catchy, fun, then they're going to listen to it, and they're going to be hearing to it and be open to hear more. So I think that's what Pastor 83 does, and that's what I implement in mine with those catchy rhymes. Mm-hmm. Certain stuff we relate something to basketball. Like, oh, you watch basketball? I thought you went to church. Yeah, I go to church and I watch basketball. I don't be at church 24/7, you know. So I think that's one thing that I like about Pastor 83, and that's one thing that I try to do with my music. I try to make sure there's something creative. Yeah. I make sure it's some lines there that you be like, that was tight. I'm going to listen to some more, you know.
So talk to me, man, about how long you've been a artist, man. Like, when did you start doing Christian hip-hop, and did you even do secular hip-hop before?
Honestly, I've been doing gospel rap for about 10 years.
Oh, wow.
I've just now reached to the point where I'm more open with it and putting stuff out. But I've been doing it for about 10 years. I got started. Inspiration for starting was this guy from St. Louis. He goes by the name of Praise. I don't know if you ever heard of Praise.
It's like P-R-A.
He was P-R-A-I-Z.
Yep, I seen his name somewhere. I know that.
Yeah, he kind of helped me get started and inspired me to start doing gospel rap. And I've been various, you know, interviews and stuff. I've actually, a lot of people don't know this, but I have been on TBN Praise the Lord. I've been able to minister on there through my rap. So but that was like 2006 or something around there, 2005, 2006 or something. So.
Okay. No.
But yeah, man, it's been a while. I've been doing this for a while. I'm just now at the point where I feel comfortable in doing it, and I feel more better knowing what I'm gonna say, how to present it, and stuff like that. So
I'm gonna ask you this, man.
It's been a process.
And during this process, I'm gonna ask you this: why Christian hip hop? Why would you say, you know what I'm saying, God has called you to this? Why?
Well, at first, when I first started doing it, I was doing it just to be different. I was like, oh, okay, I have never heard nobody doing it. When I started it, I thought I was the first one doing it. Hmm. Just because I didn't research, I just jumped right into it and started doing it. I was like, yeah, I'm doing this gospel rap, da 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 da. And I started hearing other cats, and I'm like, dang, wow, what am I doing? So, you know, I was like, okay, I don't think I can do it. Then I was like, oh, I can sound better than this. But then it just started, as I became more serious about my walk with Christ, I began to see how music really affects people. Because I used to say I was a Christian artist, but I used to listen to rap heavy. Like, I would listen to rap so hard that I forgot I was a Christian rap artist, but I was still trying to write some Christian rhymes.
Can I keep it real?
And it got to a point where some of the music that I was doing, I mean, some of the music that I was listening to, I started doing some of the songs. I started finding myself doing things that the songs was talking about. I'm like, oh, wow, I can't do this. So I had to stop listening to that and focus more on the Bible, focus more on church, and listening to other gospel artists, like, you know, like Flame, or Homegrown Flame, diddle, stuff like that. And as I became serious with my walk, then I became to find my purpose, that music is something that will help change your life. Music is, people don't understand, music is powerful. It affects a lot of the decisions that we make. And I want to make sure that, I know I like witnessing, you know, and stuff like that, so I want to witness through music. And I feel, you know, I have a gift to be able to do that and help bring people closer to the Lord.
Okay, no, that's what it is, man. Talk to me about a testimony that somebody, how you affected them through your music, man.
One of my songs, Definition of Understand, is a song that I like to do, and it's really helped me through some tough times. It's really ministered to me even after I did the song. But I was out of town. I did a show in Milwaukee, and this girl was telling me that after she heard the song, did the song live, she had gave her life to Christ. She was just telling me that she had some stuff that was going on in her life, and she felt like just nobody understood what was going on, you know. And she wanted to hear the song. I gave her the track, and she was just like it really spoke to her, because it was at a time where like nobody understood what she was going through. She felt like everybody was saying it with their mouth, but wasn't nobody really understanding, and wasn't nobody helping her. And she felt like, you know, wasn't nobody on that level. But that song spoke to her to let her know that the Lord is understanding. She actually got that understanding that she had been longing for, that understanding she'd been searching for from people. She got it from the Lord.
Can I get an amen?
That was a great testimony from that. I was almost in tears off, and I was like, yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Now that's what's up, man. So we're going to hear that song just a little bit later. We're going to go into a song that you just dropped. It's a brand new single called New New. This is the debut on Yada the King Radio. Talk to me about this, man. New New. Not just one new, but you got that new new.
New New. This song, man. This song right here. That song right there. New 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 New. I love that song. I was coming from a point in my life at that song where I just felt new. Like, I just felt fresh. Like, you ever just feel like you just fresh? Like, you wake up and like, oh, you just smiling for no apparent reason. Just happy that you're seeing a new day and another day. And the song is really an anthem just for being able to wake up every day and see a blessed day that the Lord has blessed us with. It's really just an anthem song for just waking up. You know what I'm saying? Every day we're blessed to have a new day, and to smile and feel fresh and just be able to thank God that we're seeing another day. That's the whole essence of new new. And even with an unbeliever, if you're just now coming into the body of Christ, if you've never been saved and you're just now getting saved, you know, a lot of times people come to the event, they get saved, and they go home, you know. And it's like, oh, we need to follow up with them. We need to follow up, keep them, you know, keep them up to par on what's going on. Keep praying for them. Let them know that you have to pray and stuff like that. And this song is basically dedicated to that as well. You coming to Christ, you're new, new. You fresh. You ain't just new. You new, new. You're reborn. You new, new. So this my that's my fresh anthem. You know, just waking up every day fresh and being new in the body of Christ. That's my anthem right there.
All right, y'all. So let's get it in. New, new by the homie Scooter on Yada the King Radio. Let's go.
New walk, new talk, new life, new style, new me. I'm free, I'm saved, I'm smiling. New walk, new talk, new life, new style, new me. I'm free, I'm saved, I'm smiling.
Morning smiling, feeling like a million bucks. Not cause I'm ballin', nah. I got the Lord's love. It's something different about me. Homie is dead and gone. Okay. I'm turned up off the Lord. I'm in my praise zone. Go. It's time to give him praise. Another one for the kingdom. Right. We about to celebrate. Okay. A Holy Ghost party. Yeah, this that new sound. Hands in the air. Now bounce them up and down. jerseys every day,
every day.
I'm super fresh,
fresh.
Lord, you save my life,
life.
Too blessed to be stressed,
stressed.
You bled and died for me,
me.
So I could be with you,
you.
Always a past away,
way.
I'm on my new,
new,
new.
New
walk, new tongue, new life,
life.
New style,
style,
new me. I'm free,
free.
I'm saved,
saved.
Smile,
smile.
New, new walk, new talk,
talk.
New, new life,
life.
New style,
style,
new me. I'm
free,
free. I'm saved,
saved.
Smile,
smile.
New, new.
No time for doing what I used to do.
My life changed, the old gone, I'm brand new. I got a new way of
thinking,
and I got a new way of speaking. And I thank God every day, cause I'm fresh like I'm about to go and party on the weekend.
Hey, 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 hey,
we still giving praise. Nothing was for the kingdom. We about to celebrate a Holy Ghost party. Yeah, it's that new sound. Hands in the air, now bounce them up and down.
New mercies every day.
Day.
We super fresh.
Fresh.
Lord, you save our life.
Life.
Too blessed to be stressed.
Stress.
You bled and died for us,
us.
So we could be with you.
You.
Always a past away.
No,
we
no,
on
no,
that
no,
new,
no,
new.
New walk, new talk,
talk.
New life,
life.
New style,
style.
New me.
Yeah.
I'm free.
Free.
I'm saved.
Saved.
New smile.
Smile.
New, new walk,
mom.
New talk,
talk.
New life,
life.
New style,
style.
New me.
Yeah.
I'm free.
Free.
I'm saved.
Saved.
New smile.
Smile.
New, new.
New,
new.
It don't live me. They say I won't win, but it will be.
And you will never break me down. You will never break me down. You will never break me down. You will never break me down.
I live, I live life.
I live life.
What's up? What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Please define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SunderSouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you SunderSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio. Watch videos on the TV network. And more. At TheSouth.com. TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
West Coast
Rapid. West Coast Fire is now online. Online.
Live online.
Hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all.
Yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast. WestCoastFire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Right there, that's the homie Cass. The song is called I Live. I really like that joint, man. A real joint. I just like the sound in it, you know what I'm saying? And that's what's up. For all those people that are listening, wondering how can you send your music to Yada Da King, if you don't send your music, we don't play it. So it's send to play. You know what I'm saying? You can also send some money, but if we don't like it, we ain't gonna play it. You know what I'm saying? But you can do that at music@yadadaking.com. That's music@yadadaking.com. Or you can just go to yadadaking.com, the website, and it's a simple form you fill out. Send a nice picture with it, because we do the Enhanced Podcast. We like to have the pictures with it so people know who you are, and it's good promotion. You dig? So I got Scooter. He sent some music to us, man, and I was like, okay, cool. And he was telling me about his free project, man. That's out. We're going to hear a lot more about that in just a little bit. But we're going to get on the topic of the day, man. And I think this is going to be good because he was already talking about some stuff. He got a song that we're going to go to that kind of went along with the topic of the day. And the topic of the day is mad at God. Man, what does it look like when somebody is mad at God?
When somebody's mad at God, I've seen it before. They're really blind to anything that anybody else is saying, blind or deaf to anything that anybody else is saying. Mm. Like, if you're trying to come at them in a religious point of view, like, you know, the Lord cares and stuff, they're really, if they're mad at God, they're really deaf to what you're saying. They're not really trying to hear what you're saying. So it really takes that. The Holy Spirit in you to help lead you and guide you in what direction to go. And then sometimes you might have to just go into a different point. Don't just come at them with Jesus. Just come at them with love. Hmm. Just come at them in love and hear out this situation, you know. Just ask questions and show concern. And then that'll open the door for you to bring in the words about Jesus Christ and him listening to you and hearing you and things like that. But sometimes it does take just filling out and hearing the person just from a one-on-one, you know, thing. Just kind of just listen to what they have to say. Instead of just trying to come and preach at them, just listen to them. You know, just hear what they got to say, hear what the problem is, what the situation is, and go from there. Let the Holy Spirit lead you from there.
All right. So that's kind of what it looks like. The people in the live stream, feel free to answer that same question. What does it look like when people are mad at God? When I'm gonna ask you this, Matt Scooter, you were talking about it earlier. when was a time when you were mad at God? And just share that with me right quick.
Well, I was like I said earlier, the time I was really mad at God was when my dad left. I mean, I don't really know what was going on behind the scenes. All I know is I'm coming home from school, my mom and dad home. Hey, how you doing? You know, love, kiss me, boom, boom, boom. And then find out, you know, he just dipped, cheating, all of that stuff. I'm like, what? What happened? What? I mean, we were just out here eating dinner last night, and then you just gonna leave? Mm. I'm like, God, why would you let this man leave? I mean, this is my dad. You know, why would you let him? So I was like angry. I was very angry because, I mean, one minute it's a perfect picture, then the next minute it's just like gone. I'm like, wow, really? You know. So I had to just, you know, God worked on me. I'm glad he worked on me on that because that was a rough time in my life.
So let me ask you this. When do people, besides yourself, when or why do they get mad at God? Is it something that happens that you?
I think it's something that's really something that's really tragic happens, or something that's really that the person feels is too much to bear, and they feel that if God is supposed to be loving, caring, giving us this and all of that, why would He allow this certain thing to happen? Sometimes we don't understand why God would allow certain situations to happen in our life. Like we were doing fine. We was cool. Everything was happening. And then now it's like, wow, why would you let this happen? You know, why would this happen to me? So I think that's how people will start getting mad and just be like, wow, you know, this just came out of nowhere. I don't understand this. It comes from that not understanding point in life.
Okay. So anytime something's like kind of out of our control, almost, it seems.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I like that. Does this happen to just believers, does it happen to unbelievers or believers? Do you think it happens to both? If somebody's mad at God, does this mean that they're not a Christian? What do you think about that, man?
I think it happens to an unbeliever. It pushes them further back from accepting the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And for the believer, I think it just pushes us back to, Lord, why did you let this happen? Why did you forsake me? Why did this happen? It gets us to a question point. But an unbeliever, it gets them to a point of, nah, I'm good. I'm good right now. I ain't gonna try to get all religious. But the believer, it gets us to a point like we just start questioning God. We're like, why would you do this? Why would just like if your kid broke something, you're like, what were you doing? Why did you break that in the first place? Where was you at? What made you do that? You know what I'm saying? It gets us to that question point, and not just that regular question point that you know how we get hard with them questions when we want to know stuff. We get hard. We're like, why would you do that? Why, Lord? Why you do that? We get all neck turning and stuff. We get mad like that. So
yeah,
I think that's what happened.
All right, man. And I think this is the most important part of it, of the topic of the day. How do we get past being mad at God? What would you say in response to that? If somebody said, hey, man, I'm really upset with God, what is some advice you would give them? Or even you can even share some of the things that happened with you to get past being mad with God.
I would, to get past that, if I'm helping somebody, giving advice, if I'm helping somebody to get past that, I would just simply ask them why. I wouldn't say, well, you know, God didn't do it to hurt you. You know, I wouldn't go straight in there. I would ask them why. I would be like, why do you feel that, you know, God let this happen? Why are you mad? You know, tell me why you mad. What's going on? You know, what's up?
Yeah.
At this time when they start to open up, then I would proceed and let the Holy Ghost lead me in what to say, so yeah. I won't hinder them from opening up more and being open to accepting the Lord or realizing that He's not doing this so you can be mad at Him. He's doing this so you can realize that you need Him.
Mm. Oh, that's good right there, man. And I would say this too. I think sometimes, and I'm going to talk about this in full a little bit later, but I think sometimes for people in the world that still have not accepted God as their Lord and Savior, being mad at God, even though they don't like it, it makes them recognize that he is still God. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of weird. Like, sometimes people will say, man, that person, you know, I can't stand that person, but they acknowledge that person. You kind of understand what I'm saying? Sometimes God can use that to draw them. And then if a person, just like you said, being led by the Holy Spirit, can actually explain to them what happened. Because, I mean, we got tragedies going on, you know what I'm saying, left and right. You know, some people will say, you know, why did this young person die? We can even talk about the Trayvon Martin joint. Why did he die?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm mad at God because he passed away. And if we explain to them, first of all, God didn't shoot this cat.
Right.
Nope. God didn't shoot him. It's not God's will for him to be shot. That's mm-hmm. sin. All right. That's outside of God. The reason why the dude was shot was outside of him. You know what I'm saying? And if we can explain that, you know, the sinful nature, the stuff to the people so that they can understand it, sometimes they'll be like, wow, okay, man, now I understand why, number one, I need God. But it's definitely something that we need to make sure we are not being mad at God. Anything you want to say on this topic, man, as we close on this topic, bro?
Well, you just said a mouthful there, basically, you know, we got to get to a point where we know that God is in control. Of course, we know that God is in control, but when we know that God is really in control, we know that the things will work out for our good.
Mm.
He even says it in the Bible, things will work out for our good. And we just gotta hold on and know that God is working on our behalf. Know that God is in this situation and that everything will be all right, simply with that trust in God. A lot of times it's hard to trust fully in God, but the Bible even says if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you know what I'm saying, just a little faith, a little trust in God will go a long way. We just have to make sure that we just focus on God, and like, God got it. Something must be going on because God got it. Maybe he needs to get our attention. Maybe we're so wrapped up in the world that God had to sit us down and get our attention, so that he can be able to show us where he wants us to go in our life, what's the next level, and things like that.
Hey, that's what it is right there. Definitely enjoyed it. The topic of the day, man, if you ever got a topic, once again, feel free to call us 425-243-4285. We'll get on your topic. That's really what it is. I'm going to go to this song, man, that I thought was a great song to go into right after this topic. As I said earlier, I heard the snippets of the beginning of it, and I was like, man, this is perfect. So the song is called Definition of Understanding. Talk to me about this, man.
Definition of Understand. I was going through a point in my life. Like I said, I didn't have a job for about a year and a half. Had a kid, wife, and I was just at a point where I was like, man, I was at a down point where I had to do nothing but trust in God and know that, you know, he understand what was going on. A lot of people said, well, I know how you feel. You ain't got no job. I know how you feel. I'm like, nah, I don't think you really know. Like, I think sometimes when you're at that low point, you're like, I really don't think you know, because, you know, you splurging right now. I see you with the little stuff, and we ain't got it. You know what I'm saying? So I was at that point. And God sat me down. Like I said, that's when God sat me down, was talking to me, and really showed me that he understood what I was going through. And if I just trust in him, everything will be all right. The song says that he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there on time. It was a lot of times I wanted him to come right then when
I get an amen.
But that wasn't the right time, because I wouldn't have stayed with him and followed his instructions. I would have just did what I was going to do. So I had to wait for his timing. And everything just flowed from his time. I trusted in him. And now we happy. No problems.
That's what it is, man. Let's check it out. Scooter, Definition of Understand, featuring Niecy and Millie Boy, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get it
in. My wife, too. Shout out to my wife.
Okay, so we got the wife on this joint. Let's check it out, y'all. Here we go.
Yeah.
I'm at the point in life where I don't wanna play no more. I'm through with Satan trying to use me like a puppet show. I feel my life is something bigger for me and my family. I turn to Jesus, he's the only one who understands me. Life, people, and bills can have you going crazy. But put your trust in the Lord, he'll rock you like a baby. No matter what you're going through, God is right there. You are not alone, Jesus will take care. All you gotta do is trust and believe. Bow down on your knees, pray to God and receive. The world would love to see you fail, but instead you're a winner through the Lord there to tell you're the head. I know sometimes it gets rough and you wanna cave. Feel like your situation drowning like a tidal wave. But praise God through your situation you can make it. He'll have you stand through a storm and be unshaken and unbroken. The Lord is simply great. Love him even though I can't see him. Blind date. He gave his life so I could have a free lifestyle. Now I'm lining up with his word, single file. I'm not the person that I used to be. Now I'm the person he can use to be a vessel for the lost to see. So if you fear me, just wave your hand. Jesus is the definition of the word. Understand.
back to love. Hey, y'all thought I was on a song, huh? Now that's what's up, man. That's Carmen right there. The song is called Back to Love, and we got to get back to love, man. That's important to stop being mad at God, I believe. Scooter said, can he get an amen on that one? He was like, yep, that's what it is. I had to get his phone back on, man. But that's really what's up, man. And I'm going to ask this, man, Scooter. Once again, you got this project. What's the name of the project? And where can they go get this, man? Because it's for free.
Yes, it's free, F-R-E-E. Name of the project is entitled Out the Box.
Out the Box.
You can go to my website. I feel as an artist, I want to be taken seriously as an artist. So go to my official website of www.iamscooter.com. IamScooter.com.
Okay, www.iamscooter.com. Y'all can go pick up that project. What can they expect from that project, man? Besides some of the music we play, what can they expect? And what are some of the reviews you're getting from some of the people that picked it up, man?
I got the first track is a little intro with this Romans 12:2. It's real catchy. A lot of people like that. A lot of people actually liking the track on this on the CD entitled Fortunate. And that's another slow song. Features my sis Taisha. She's singing on her. It's her singing debut. She's on there. And that song is really just letting you know, we might have a lot of mess that we go through. We have stuff that we do ourselves that we're not proud of, but he still loves us. We're supremely blessed. A lot of people may throw our name under the bus and talk about us, but we just dust it off our shoulders, just dust it off the shoulder and keep moving. They hated on Jesus Christ, so of course they're going to hate on you. Mm-hmm. You know, just brush it off your shoulder and keep going and keep serving the Lord. I got a lot of party tracks. Check Me Out is one song I released. That song is my first ever solo song I did, and that's really been that's opened up a lot of doors. That's that Praise Look Good on me, and a lot of people heard that song. They're like, man, that's a club song. That is a club song, and it truly is. You know, so it's fun. I have fun making the song. Every song I do, I have fun making it, and. I got of course the Soap Wars is on there. Another song I got with my wife singing is called Never Alone, and with that song, it's just basically that really tells a lot of my testimony when I didn't have a job and trying to support my wife and my kids. She was singing on it, just basically saying that you're never alone. Whatever the situation you're going through, you're never alone. Like, we'll think we're doing this by ourselves, but we're not. God is right there just waiting for us to just submit to him and tell him our problems so he can come to the rescue and do what he do.
Now, that's
so, it's got a lot of emotions on the CD, but it is free. Like I said, it is free. You will be blessed. And, out the box.
Out the box. Go get it, man. What you got coming up next, man?
Right now I'm working on a mixtape. The Soap Bars mixtape, I'm working on that. I will be doing a remix to Soap Bars, remix to Nunu, and a couple other original tracks. It will be hosted by a well-known DJ. Follow me on Twitter and check out the website, and you'll find out who that DJ is, well-known DJ. It's my brother. So also, just doing shows and making sure I get the word out. That's another thing that I'm doing. In the midst of the mixtape, I am working on my first ever album. My first ever album. So I'm excited about that. I'm very excited about that. So I'm working on a couple things. Mixtape and an album. That's basically what I'm working on.
No, that's what it is, man. So any last words, any shout-outs you want to, you know what I'm saying, get out before we get out of here, man?
Man, I would do shout outs, but people know me, I'd be forgetting names. I just want to shout out everybody that has ever supported my ministry, anybody that has ever listened to one of my songs, anybody that has ever retweeted it, posted it on Facebook, my family, of course, my beautiful wife, my children, my mom, my sister, and like I said, anybody that has ever supported me and supported my ministry and what I do, I thank you, I love you. Also want to shout out, quick shout out, anybody that's listening to this that is near St. Louis or want to come to St. Louis this Saturday, make sure you come to the Grind City Concert by my big brother Rio, aka Country Boy. Shout that out, the Grind City Concert. He got a free EP he just released. So go on and come to the concert. If you're in the St. Louis, Missouri area, you can go to my website, and it has the event there. It's gonna be raw. I'm telling you, we're gonna go in. It's gonna be the hottest spring concert ever. Like y'all should stream it. We should have it streamed on Yada Radio.
Yeah, all y'all gotta do is fly me out, baby. You know what I'm saying?
we just have it streamed on the radio, but it's gonna be a big event this coming Saturday. So
Dope, man. And man, any last words you wanna share, bro?
Last word, anything, just whatever you're going through, it might be somebody that's listening, listening to the show just to get away from a problem. What I want to tell you is just begin to get in a quiet place and just start calling on the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. It might sound weird, but just start talking to the Lord about your problem. Just talk like you're talking on the phone to somebody. Just be like, Lord, you know, I'm going through this situation. Father God, I come to you in Jesus' name, and I got this problem. I just need you to take it away, Father God. Just help me to know what's going on. Father God, remove this pain. If you got a stomach pain, or it might even be just be a paper cut, and you want the pain away, you can come to the Lord even on a paper cut and be like, Lord God, I just had this paper cut. Lord, if you just take this pain away, you know, please, God, I got this little pain. You know, and whatever your situation is, just begin to talk to the Lord. Get in a quiet place and just talk to him. Just like we talking on the radio, just like you talk to your friend on the phone or text and stuff like that, just begin to talk to the Lord in a quiet place and see him change your life forever. He will take away that problem, and you'll just be changed. So that's my thing I want to leave with you all. Just, you know, when you get time, just get in a quiet place and begin to talk to the Lord, tell him about your problems, and watch him slowly move away.
All right, y'all, that's what it is, man. We had Scooter on. I'm going to get into the Yacht of the King triple play right here, man. This first song is KB featuring Susie Rock called Hello. Right after that, we're going to have Survivor by Sean Slaughter featuring Kent Jones. And then we're going to go to V-Rose, Not So Average. It's the triple play. Let's go, y'all. Here we go.
Depression is setting me, okay. Constantly feeling down. What's this really about? I'm recommitting the sins I feel most guilty about. I'm weak, spiritually my bones sticking out. I want holiness, but I ain't got the power to live it out. That's what I gotta preach, just the gospel, it gotta hit me. Jesus has died for my sin, it's no power without belief. There's a judge that we face. With no Christ, then the lawyers bringing a briefcase. Guilty. But not for those who are truly underneath the grace. That's making me chase, knowing my sins have been erased. Yes. After we stray, we see no point of praying. Yeah. I can't go to God, I'd rather hide, cause he's angry. What? Who told me that? The gospel lifts me from my fall. No. I have no sins to pay, Jesus has paid them all. That's why I preach, yeah. Gotta get that gospel to me. Yeah. Gotta see that power indeed is available through belief.
I am his, he is mine, yes. Bought with the blood of Christ, every sin on him laid. Oh, I'm letting go of my yesterday, grab a hold free in your grace to live. It's no more here. Hello, new mercy, hello,
grab a hold free in your grace to live. There's no more guilt. Hello, no mercy. Hello, every morning and every day I live. It's another day I know that I've been forgiven.
I'm a warrior. I'm
a conqueror. Let's go.
They couldn't kill me even if they tried. Not that I won't die, but when that bullet hit me, I'll be caught up in the sky. I'll be there in person just to tell my granny hi. So what that really means is that it's good to be alive. Zipping through your hood with my lady in my ride. It feels good to have a real woman on your side. Cause these hard struggles that we facing is scary like me and Jason. And the nearest help is more than 30 miles. Had a gun pulled on me, didn't have the heat, so I was frozen like an idiot. Dude pulled the trigger and the bullets dropped out. That was enough, your boy got out. And yeah, you can front like your muscle all big, but I got two kids, so my hustle's all in. But I'm a survivor, I will find a way like MacGyver. Jesus Christ, the only answer to trauma. Let's go!
Survivor.
I will not retreat, I can take the fire, so turn up the heat.
I'm a survivor.
I will not quit. Next to fear, man, it just don't fit.
I'm a survivor.
I will not run. You might win some, but you just lost one.
So let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's go.
No food, I'ma find a way to eat. No pillows, no bed, I'ma find a way to sleep. In the middle of a blizzard, I'm the one to bring the heat. If you don't wanna hit, then you better not play the beat.
Might triple like a cat, I'ma stay up on my feet. And never forget my fam, give a shout out to my peeps. And I saw it when it's hard, so I then gonna reap. And I got Sean Slaughter, so line up the sheep.
My faith is tall like the Empire State, and I believe I can take the entire state to Jesus. Heal all cancer, AIDS, and seizures. Girl, you a believer? You used to be a skeezer. Jesus, the one who turned water into wine, and he's the one that turned all of my pennies into dimes. And yeah, so you might as well start clapping, cause with Jesus on the mind, some kind of way to make it happen, yo.
I will not retreat, I can take the fire, so turn up the heat.
I'm a survivor.
Faith next to fear, man, it just don't fit.
I'm a survivor.
I will not run. You might win some, but you just lost one.
So let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
And if I get scared, so what? I don't care. My God's right there. No, he's not my crutch. But he's fourth quarter Peyton Manning, so clutch. You say he don't exist, he's imaginary. But his track record says he's more than legendary. Life for God is beautiful like pics of Halle Berry. He wants a full commitment, but you barely acting merry. I'm on my merry merry, dancing off my shackles. Fetters get severed, I break him like a tackle. Slap him like a toothpick. I use the devil to go to another level, so he's not totally useless. Yeah, he's now totally toothless. Free like a V that's now totally ruthless. I'm a survivor. I can't take the heat like a llama. Overcome the odds like I'm Obama.
Oh.
I will not retreat. I can take the fire, so turn up the heat.
I'm a survivor.
I will not quit. Faith next to fear, man, it just don't fit.
I'm a survivor.
I will not run. You might win some, but you just lost one.
So let's go. Let's go. Let's go,
you tell me something, 'cause
Cause I'm not gonna spend my life chasing that. So what if I'm not a cheerleader? And so what if you don't even like my band?
So what?
I'm gonna be happy with who's I am. So let me tell you something. Doesn't matter what you say, ay, ay. We gon' do it God's way, ay, ay. Just your average, not so average, ay, ay, ay. We tell them it's okay, ay, ay. And we know what to say, ay, ay. Just your average, not so average, girl. Doesn't matter what you look like, if you have Jesus on the inside, he's everything that you need in your life. Ay, ay, ay,
ay. All right, that right there was V Rose. The song is called Not So Average, man. And the good thing about our God, he makes us not be, we're not just the average. You know what I'm saying? He takes us and makes us, you know what I'm saying? he definitely makes us greater, man. And shout out to Toy in the live stream talking about, man, you really live in the studio. Actually, I just moved up the keyboard closer to me while I do this, so I don't gotta have Hercules hands, or I guess incredible stretch hands, to, you know, press the sound effects and all that. But I do get this is my second home, next to my other home. You did. But let me say this, man. Topic of the day, mad at God. I think a lot of times we get mad at God because things might not happen the way that we want them to happen, or, you know, it's just out of control in our mind. We look at it and we be like, man, God, I thought you said it should work like this, or even our expectations are not met for what's going on. And I ain't gonna front, I've been mad at God before. And when you're mad at God, it makes it hard to pray. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even want to talk to God. It's just like, you'll pray. It's kind of funny. I remember being mad at God. And one time I was in the car, and it was like, you know, I used a lot of my times when I was going to work, I would pray in the car on the way to work. And this day I was like, I'm not going to pray. I ain't going to pray, man. I'm just going to turn my music on. And all I listen to is Christian music. So I start turning the music on, and I'm getting convicted, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, wow. So, you know what I'm saying? I got to my job all kind of frustrated because I didn't want to talk to God. Then it made my day all jacked up. But when during that frustration, God was able to speak to me, and he was like, man, what are you doing, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, don't you know that I love you? And I think that when we are mad at God, we forget about all the great things God has done in our life. It just begins to be overshadowed by just the stuff that we look at now. And I think that we have to look at we can't see the full picture of what God is doing in our life, but we have to trust God and say, okay, God, I'm going to trust you despite how it looks. I'm going to trust you. You know what I'm saying? And give it to him. Really give it to him. I think that makes a huge difference. I've noticed, and even ask God, why am I here right now? I always tell people, man, sometimes when you're at a specific place and it seems like you're stuck there, find out why you're there. And then when God tells you, okay, this is what you need to do, you need to go get it done. Like Jonah could have been stuck in the water in the well forever until he found out, hey, God, okay, what do I need to do, God? Okay, cool. So let me go ahead and do this. You know what I'm saying? And that's really what it is, man. If you are mad at God, talk to God. Spend time with him. Let your frustrations out, man. Talk to him. Tell God you're upset, but also listen to what he says and listen to his word, man. Because as Scooter said earlier, man, the righteous are never forsaken. You know what I'm saying? Everything works for the good of those that love God, that love God and are called according to his purpose. And that's really what it is, man. Continue to walk in faith and know that God has your best in mind. You dig? I'm out of here, man. This is the Warrior Don Christian. We appreciate y'all for getting it in with us, man. Definitely come back next week. Next Thursday, we are going to have Rhema Soul with us, man. And that's going to be a great interview, man. I'm excited for that interview, man. You guys don't want to miss it, man. Every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we get it in live at yattatheking.com. And then click on the live radio link. We out. God bless you, man.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Come on over to yattatheking.com. Live every Thursday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern. Definitely want to get it in with us, man, as we interview the best in gospel urban music. Check out the fun facts segment, man. You don't want to miss this. Catch up on our interviews and Chase's devotional. Subscribe to the email list, man, and see what's popping on Twitter and Facebook with us. You dig? Your home for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yattatheking.com.